Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. There was applause and hugging as countries agreed to a deal at the COP29 climate conference on Saturday on rules for a global market to buy and sell carbon credits that proponents say will mobilize billions of dollars into new projects to help fight global warming. The agreement, clinched roughly a decade after international talks on forming the market began, hinged on how to ensure credibility in the system so it can reliably lead to reductions in greenhouse gas emissions driving climate change. Carbon credits are created through projects such as planting trees or putting up wind farms in a poorer country that receive one credit for every metric ton in emissions that they reduce or suck out of the atmosphere. Countries and companies can buy those credits to help reach their climate goals. Details to be worked out include how a registry to track credits would be structured, as well as how much information countries should share about their deals and what should happen when projects go wrong. As airstrikes continue in Gaza, the humanitarian crisis continues to grow. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN Humanitarian Office earlier this month warned of a stark increase in the number of households experiencing severe hunger in central and southern Gaza. Fadi Babat is from one of an increasing number of households in Khan Yunis needing food support. He says he had had to sleep overnight outside the bakery in the hope of getting bread, but had come away empty-handed due to the hundreds of people queuing up. In Deir el-Bala, local bakeries had to shut most of the week, and the price of a bag of bread climbed above $13. On Friday, a few bakeries could open and feed people. At least two women were fatally shot on Saturday while waiting in a line for bread in the city, relatives and witnesses told the AP. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Russian strikes have damaged port infrastructure facilities in Ukraine. VOA's Christina Manenti reports.
Russian drone and missile attacks have damaged 321 Ukrainian port infrastructure facilities since July last year, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday. 20 merchant ships belonging to other countries were also damaged by Russian strikes, he added. Ukraine is a major global wheat and corn grower, and before the Russian invasion, it exported via the Black Sea. When Russia launched its invasion in February 2022, it blockaded Ukraine's Black Sea ports. Shipments were resumed in July 2022 under the Black Sea Grain Initiative, but a year later, Russia exited the agreement. Since then, Ukraine has exported using its own corridor, which passes through the territorial waters of Romania, Bulgaria, and Turkey. Christina Manenti, VOA News.
Thousands of demonstrators marched in several cities in France on Saturday to denounce violence against women, with the trial over the mass rape of French woman Gisèle Pelicot orchestrated by her husband as a backdrop. In Paris, around 7,000 people took to the streets ahead of the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, which is Monday. According to its most recent figures, France's National Observatory for Violence Against Women counted 118 women being killed by their partner, equivalent to one woman every 3 days. A storm dumps record rain in Northern California, and thousands of power outages are reported. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In Issaquah, Washington, hundreds without power went to a senior center, including Melissa Tryon, who had to charge her motorized wheelchair.
The next big purchase I make is going to be a large battery backup. So I don't want to be in this position anymore.
Mayor Mary Lou Pauley says it's been difficult.
Proud of how the community's holding up so far. It's been, you know, 3-4 days, very challenging circumstances.
PSE blames the storm and says some residents won't get back power until Monday. The bomb cyclone arrived in the Pacific Northwest Tuesday and is responsible for killing two people. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed into law a bill banning adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender transitioning is legal. The Kremlin leader also approved legislation Saturday that outlaws the spread of material that encourages people not to have children. The bills, which have previously been approved by Russia's parliament, follow a series of laws that have suppressed sexual minorities. Putin and other senior officials have in recent years promoted so-called traditional values as a counter to Western liberalism. The adoption ban would apply to at least 15 countries, most of them in Europe and Australia, Argentina, and Canada. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.